A heat advisory is in effect until 8 this evening for much of northeast Ohio. The National Weather Service says it includes Stark, Mahoning, Portage, Summit, and Trumbull counties. They will see heat index values near 100 degrees. Residents are advised to stay hydrated, stay cool, and limit outdoor activity during the hottest hours. Thousands of northeast Ohio residents lost power during severe thunderstorms Wednesday night, but crews continue working to restore service. As of 10 a.m. today, FirstEnergy reported about 1,700 customers still without power in Summit County, with less than 100 in Stark and fewer than 20 in Columbiana, Mahoning, and Portage counties. AEP reported just 7 outages in Stark County, with fewer than 5 in Carroll and Columbiana counties. A man is jailed after police say he shot a woman during an assault outside a Canton apartment building. 46-year-old Damon Gomez of Canton was arrested Wednesday and is scheduled for arraignment tomorrow in municipal court on a felonious assault charge. He allegedly shot a 39-year-old woman in the foot while she was running away, bit her on the head, and struck her with a handgun. The incident happened early Tuesday near Cherry Turner Towers in the 700 block of McKinley Avenue Northwest. The victim was taken to Mercy Hospital for treatment. A Stark County judge has again ordered a mental evaluation for a man accused in a Jackson Township stabbing case. 43-year-old Tyrone Card entered a not guilty by reason of insanity plea in April and faces charges including attempted murder and the February 17th attack on a woman on Dressler Road Northwest. He also allegedly led police on a chase that ended with a crash in Portage County. Common Pleas Judge Natalie Hopped ordered the psychodiagnostic clinic to complete a jail-based evaluation of Card's mental state at the time of the offense after record delays prevented it from being completed on time. A bill inspired by a Stark County child abuse case is moving forward in the state legislature. The Ohio House unanimously approved Bill 346, known as VJ's Law, which would require healthcare workers to report suspected child abuse to both children's services agencies and law enforcement. The proposal stems from a 2022 case involving a 5-month-old rape victim in Canton who was sent home before authorities launched a criminal investigation. Under current law, hospitals must notify either Children's Services or police. State Representative Matthew Kishman of Minerva is a primary sponsor of the bill, which now goes to the Senate for consideration. The Plain Local School District will again ask voters to approve a nearly $117 million bond issue after a similar measure failed last month. The Board of Education Wednesday initiated the process to place the 37-year levy on the November ballot. A final vote is expected at a special meeting June 30th. The plan would consolidate 6 elementary schools into 3 new buildings. It also preserves about $120 million in state funding. The bond issue would cost the owner of a $100,000 home about $122 per year. A Salem resident who pleaded not guilty to multiple sex-related charges involving 2 children is ruled competent to stand trial. 40-year-old Jan McHenry faces a dozen counts, including rape, sexual battery, and gross sexual imposition in Columbiana County Common Pleas Court. 57-year-old Mark Knight faces 15. McHenry will stand trial December 8th. The alleged abuse spanned from 2014 through last year. Both remain in jail on $100,000 bond. Judge Megan Bickerton made the decision based on an evaluation by the Forensic Psychiatric Center of Northeast Ohio. The Ohio EPA has approved a permit change for the East Liverpool Hazardous Waste Incinerator operated by Arkwood Environmental. The facility will now be allowed to accept 3 additional waste gases, including helium and sulfur hexafluoride. The modification was requested in April and approved Wednesday. The company states it does not add new risks. A Mahoning County judge has ordered a competency evaluation for an Austintown woman accused in a case involving the death of a teenager found inside her home. The evaluation for 38-year-old LaRonda Mitchell will determine whether she is fit to stand trial. Mitchell faces multiple charges, including involuntary manslaughter and endangering children, following an April welfare check at her South Raccoon Road home where the body was discovered. A Liberty Township man will spend time in prison after pleading guilty in a Trumbull County drug trafficking case. 62-year-old Eddie Hernandez entered guilty pleas Wednesday to trafficking and possessing cocaine, along with tampering with evidence. Prosecutors say the case stems from a 2024 Liberty Township drug investigation involving controlled buys and cocaine found during traffic stops last year. Hernandez was sentenced to 18 months in prison to run concurrently with a prior sentence. A Youngstown man will spend 3 years on probation after being sentenced in Trumbull County for disseminating harmful material to juveniles. 51-year-old Timmy Hayes pleaded guilty to 4 felony charges and was sentenced Wednesday. Prosecutors say the case stems from a Warren police investigation in August 2024. Court officials say Hayes avoided prison because he had no prior criminal record. The Portage Area Regional Transportation Authority will have a new leader next month. Claudia Amrine has announced her retirement after 22 years with PARTA, including the last 12 as general manager and CEO. Assistant General Manager Kelly Jurish will succeed Amrine and officially take over the job July 1st. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.